As thousands of students prepare to graduate, others have been derailed by missing school. Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, like districts across the country, is trying to combat absence rates that spiked after the pandemic. Nearly a quarter of CMS students are deemed chronically absent. At three schools, at least half of students are. WFAE's Andos Helms tagged along with social workers going door to door, trying to lure students back.
Even before COVID-19 closed schools, CMS had identified chronic absence as one reason that Black, Latino, and low-income students were falling behind. And when students returned 2 years ago from remote learning, things had only gotten worse. Jeanette Bynum is a social worker at Julius Chambers High in Northeast Charlotte. Bynum says since the pandemic, she's seen high levels of anxiety.
About the crowds, about the school, about the germs, and just various things.
Chambers is a high-poverty school where most students are Black or Hispanic, the kind of setting where CMS sees the highest rates of chronic absence. That's defined as missing 10% of class time, or at least 18 days during a school year. District-wide, the chronic absence rate is 23% this year, well above pre-pandemic levels. At Chambers, it's 49%, one of the highest rates in CMS. Three schools, including a middle school that feeds into Chambers, are at or above 50%. Spotty attendance starts as early as pre-kindergarten, when it's totally up to parents. By high school, students often make their own decisions about cutting school, and sometimes it's not just to goof off. Bynum says many teens got jobs during the pandemic, and some still feel like a day shift at work is preferable to a day at school.
Making $20 to $21 an hour, and you're in high school, so that money looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. To those students, as well as to the families, because we do have some students that are helping support the family.
Right.
Bynum is talking with Reba Brown and Charlene Davidson, members of a new CMS street team created to help schools like Chambers get missing students back in class. Bynum and her colleagues try phone calls, emails, letters, and sometimes home visits to reach families. When they fail, they hand off names and addresses to Brown and Davidson. During the school day, Brown works at Mallard Creek High. Davidson works at North Meck. After school lets out, the two social workers meet to start their second job with CMS.
So we're trying to build a bridge, find out what's going on, and see if there's any supports that we can recommend or let the school know they need to follow up on.
That's Davidson, juggling her key ring and a clipboard with more than 100 addresses for Chambers students who are piling up absences. It's a sunny March afternoon, and Brown warns that there will be a lot of driving and maybe not much contact.
Sometimes we go and, you know, the house is empty. Sometimes we go and the current resident that lives there don't have a clue who these people are, and the student and their family no longer resides there.
They try two houses without success. At the third, it looks like another missed chance. But as they're pulling out, a woman comes to the door. So they go back to talk.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Because of student confidentiality rules, CMS wouldn't let me listen to the initial conversation. But afterward, the woman and her daughter agreed to talk if they weren't identified. The daughter is a senior at Chambers. She says she has good grades and plans to go to college to study dental hygiene. Before the pandemic, she says, she had good attendance.
I'd barely miss school. Like, I think I'd be absent like once or twice, maybe, if I was like sick.
But she doesn't deny she's missing a lot of school now. A dozen days during the first semester, and eight about halfway through the second.
I feel like after virtual, I kind of got used to that.
The social workers have heard plenty of variations on this theme.
I don't see the need of going in person because most of our work is given online. So that's what I just do. I stay home and do it online.
It's true that the pandemic created digital options. But once a student hits 10 absences, CMS requires them to make up time or fail the class.
So what are you doing to make up those days that you missed?
I have to, like, stay after school for, like, an hour or two.
Davidson reminds this student that CMS has a virtual high school for students who really prefer working from home. But she says she wants to graduate with her class at Chambers. The social workers say home visits are sometimes the first inkling parents have that their kids are skipping. So sometimes their job is helping parents figure out how to use PowerSchool or just call a school counselor to keep tabs on their child. But this mom, who's holding a much younger child, says she knew her daughter was staying home.
But she said she's doing all her work, so
it's true.
I was like, okay. And I know she always gets 100, so.
Both mother and daughter tell the street team they'll work on regular attendance for the rest of the year.
I mean, I haven't been absent at all last week.
All right, small steps. Good job, mama.
Back at Chambers High, Bynum says she sometimes refers students to Stewart Creek and Commonwealth charter schools, which offer flexible scheduling and accelerated credit options. She'd like to see CMS offer something similar.
For those kids who don't want to get up early or who have a hard time getting up or who works, that would be ideal. So those are the ways to me that we could work toward our attendance issue is give more options.
As a last resort, North Carolina law says principals must notify the district attorney and social services if students pile up more than 10 unexcused absences and the parents aren't making a good faith effort to deal with the problem. On the first Friday of every month, about a dozen CMS truancy cases go to court, according to District Attorney Spencer Merriweather. Cases only come to his office after CMS has exhausted all other avenues to motivate parents, he says. And then,
with our court backlog, that can take a number of months to land on what would be essentially a trial date.
Merriweather and CMS officials agree. The goal is to jolt parents into action and get the child back in school immediately. And that's going to require something different. In the last few months, CMS has been trying a truancy mediation program for ninth graders and their families at Julius Chambers and four other high schools. The school district and the DA's office are in talks about creating a countywide system for the coming school year, something that's quicker than a court date and pulls in other community agencies for support.
I don't want to have to wait on a four-month court date to do what we need to do to get kids in school. And I don't think anyone at CMS wants that either.
Even as school and community leaders shift their focus to getting students into classroom next year, there are small victories to celebrate for the year that's ending. CMS saw its chronic absence rate dip slightly from the previous year. As for the Julius Chambers student who talked to the street team in March, CMS says she's on track to graduate with her class next week. Ann Doss-Helms, WFAE News.